Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Back on the campaign trail, a reflective Hillary Clinton said Thursday that her doctor-mandated break to recover from pneumonia gave her some new perspective on why she's running for president.
Standing up for children has been the work of my life. As a lawyer with the Children's Defense Fund, as First Lady in Arkansas, in the White House, as a senator, I have fought for kids housed in adult jails. Kids who've been neglected and abused, kids who couldn't get health insurance because of pre-existing conditions, kids with disabilities so they could go to school.
Donald Trump spent Thursday laying out his plans to lower taxes by $4.4 trillion over a decade and cut regulations, including some of those intended to protect food and air.
Over the next 10 years, our economic team estimates that under our plan, the economy will average 3.5% growth and create a total of 25 million new jobs.
With 2 weeks remaining in the fiscal year for refugee and aid agencies around the United States in the middle of what's projected to be one of the busiest months for arrivals in at least a decade following a surge to bring in more Syrians fleeing civil war and Islamic State. By September 15th, nearly 79,000 refugees from 78 countries have come to the U.S. since October. The U.S. refugee program still expects to release or reach the target of 85,000 arrivals by the end of this month. This is VOA.